Today is Monday, March 3rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. There's a big old commercial there. Not really. It is National Soup It Forward Day. It's also National I Want You to Be Happy Day. It's National Anthem Day. National Read Across America Day, or Dr. Seuss Day, if you want to call it that. It's also National Cold Cut Days. Cold Cuts Day. Say that five times fast. I remember when I was growing up, and I assume it's still a thing now, but we had these really thinly sliced meats. I assume processed meats, I don't know, but you know, it'd be ham, turkey, chicken. Those were pretty much your options when I was growing up. The brand that we would buy was the store brand. And so for a while, the name of the store was Dixie Dandy. And so it was Dixie Dandy ham. Ham slices? I don't know. They weren't in water. They was just like a wad of really thinly sliced processed ham. And they had turkey. I mean, it seemed like they would get these in loafs, right? And then they would just put the slicer blade on the thinnest possible slice that they could do. And, you know, they weigh out 3 ounces or whatever. I don't know how many ounces. But anyway, I'm sure. So that's what I think of when I think of cold cuts. But I don't, and I kind of buy something similar now. I really like the, I want to say it's Hillshire Farms, but it's the honey ham, but it's really thinly sliced, like the deli sliced. So, if I am going to have a sandwich, that's usually what I do. I don't know if I finished, but it's also National Mulled Wine Day. So if you're a person who enjoys mulled wine, by all means, have some mulled wine. So I have important news for everyone. The first bit of news is the cruise is booked. So we are doing May 30th. It's a 3-night cruise. We're leaving from the Orlando area, but it's Port Canaveral. And so we're leaving on the 30th. The first day is Nassau, Bahamas. Anyway, second day is Perfect Day at Coco Cay. Again, say that five times fast. And then third day is back in Orlando. So it's just 3 nights. Boom, boom, boom. But it's on the Utopia of the Seas, which is right below the Wonder of the Seas. So it's almost exactly the same as the Wonder of the Seas. Because I wanted my parents to experience a really big ship. And I think a 3-day time period is going to be better because they're so busy. But I think 3 days plus Mark doesn't have, you know, we don't want to waste all of our vacation on my parents. So anyway, booked that May 30th through June 2nd. So my trips are shaping up. I have that trip. We know we're going to go to Scotland for July. And we're going to go to Switzerland. And Mark is going to be gone for a month. And so I'm thinking I might drop by Florida and this just came to me, but I think this would be a brilliant idea. If I flew to Florida and Daniel and I drove to see Big Fatty like we did 10 years ago or whenever that was. And then, yeah, just do a little road trip. I think that would be fun. What do you think, Daniel? I think that would be so much fun. Anyway, Mark's going to be gone a month, so I have to fill a little bit of time. And so I was thinking maybe Florida at that point. There's one other potential trip at the end of April and some other little smaller things. Like we're going to a Pokemon event. We're going to GoFest. Oh my gosh. We're going to GoFest this year. That's also in June. So we have, and you know, who knows, my birthday's in August. So, but all the trips are kind of lining themselves up. So anyway, that the first announcement was cruise is purchased. We haven't done the hotel or the flights or whatever, but but we've done the cruise. And so the second one is I am still working on podcastmaps.com. And so it's not, this is not so much a ham map update as it is a podcastmaps.com update, but I've added authentication so you can log in with Google. Right now you can do absolutely nothing. When you log in, it's no different. But you can log in, and I have added a logo and a little bit of a, I don't know what you want, a moniker on the front page, and a menu, and all of that. So this is in prep because the next thing that's going to be coming is the ability for people to add their own maps. So Daniel will be able to add a map for the Gay Mix. I can add a map for geeky gay, however you say that. So the authentication and all of that stuff is in prep for people to be able to add their own maps. And then, you know, and I'm going to move Big Fatty out of Google Sheets because right now his data is in Google Sheets, but I'm adding an edit page to the website. So he won't need to. Well, we won't need to keep the data in Google Sheets for him. So, yeah. So, another version of podcastmaps.com with logo is out there. So, I know Tony was asking what the URL is. Yeah, Tony, soon you're going to have the ability to add a pin for geeky gay. I'm going to be so mad if I created this damn website and I have like 3 listeners on my map. Fatty has probably 100 listeners on his map now, on the ham map. When Geeky Gay map gets there, I better have double that. We probably have exactly the same listeners. I don't know. We'll see. All right, so contact here. We do have a text from Leo. Leo says, hi, this is Leo. Hey, Leo. I'm behind in giving you more contact than you probably want in one text. Giggle. Pun intended. No, your giggles are fine and shows you can laugh at yourself and have a sense of humor. If you were one of those people that actually laughed mid-word or mid-sentence all the time, that would be annoying. I have only known 2 people like that, and it's a thing called nervous laughter. You will know these type of people right away. I'm trying to think. They laugh mid-sentence? Oh my God. okay. Yeah. I had to do it. Leo, I had to do it to figure out what you were talking about. I kind of laugh at the end of my sentences, but I kind of end like that. It's really stupid. It is stupid how I laugh because my sentence basically becomes a laugh. My brother does that too. Oh my God, I'm like my brother. I also enjoy some chocolate mint combos like the Andes mints and mint chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, Olive Garden does still have them. Mint Rocky Road is good, but I'm definitely not a York candy fan. That definitely gave mint chocolate PTSD. I also never understood the fixation over Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. Call your ChatGPT professor. Huh? Hope this arrives on a low content day, TTFN. It arrived on a... I love contact any day and every day. Love it, because I feel like I'm having a conversation with a co-host. You know, so I'm a big texture person. And you were talking about, you know, different like flavor combinations. But I'm a like a texture person, and the thing I don't like about the mint chocolate ice cream is that chocolate, the cold chocolate, it's almost like plastic. It's like there's plastic in your ice cream. I don't know how to describe it. Like, there's also that the chocolate that you can pour over your ice cream and it makes a shell. It's called Magic Shell. And there's this texture. I guess it's like a waxy texture, maybe. And I hate that texture. I don't like gummy bears. I don't like any kind of wax anything. I don't like mochi. So I just don't like that chewy texture. And the chocolate in mint chocolate chips tends to have that kind of plasticky, chewy, waxy texture that I don't like. So I'm okay with mint Girl Scout cookies. It's whatever. If they came to my door and said, "Hey, would you buy some, mister?" I would. Sure. Anyway, thanks for the text, Leo. Or whatever your name is. All right, well, we're almost out of time here. So we did not record the mix on Friday. It's been a bit of a relaxing weekend, so I've been working on podcastmaps.com. Maybe I'll make a t-shirt, too. Maybe this is my million-dollar idea. Bring back the Frapper map. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.